Freako. So glad you joined the pod. Make sure you share the episode. Make sure you comment and rate it and blah, blah, blah. Also, reach out to us on the socials, Ramona Holloway and Matt Harris. Morning Mix has a new Facebook page, Morning Mix, with Matt and friends, and also on Instagram. My rat should have it, or Avery's rat.
Oh, it's your rat.
Yeah, it's nice how you just...
It's your like, rat, because you are rat. Most definitely... A rat grandpa.
Grandpa, yes. I'm not. Somebody wrote on Facebook, a couple people wrote, you're a good rat dad. Nope. Avery makes it very clear that I'm the granddad.
And rats. You go right along with it because you are that dad. You don't necessarily like for people to know it because you act like, I'm tough with my kids. Those kids to get themselves up for school. He's not that guy.
No.
He is not that guy. So, Jill.
The dog.
Cinder. Cookie.
Mocha.
And Pepper.
Hey, good job, JD.
Mocha and Pepper. These are your
rats.
Your furry.
Girls.
Pet grandkids.
Grandkids, yes. Yes. And in fact, I was out in the neighborhood walking Jill and ran into this woman and her daughter plays with Avery. So I said, I haven't met you, blah, blah, blah. I am Avery's dad. And she goes, oh, so you're the reason we might have to get rats. Like, no, not me. She says, Avery helped her daughter make a PowerPoint presentation and all this. And she says, how is it? How are they? And I'm like, well, you know, they're
Avery
fine.
Helped her daughter make a buy me some rats PowerPoint presentation.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, Avery is now giving lessons to other children on how they can create PowerPoint presentations to
rats.
Get rats.
Yep.
That girl is my hero.
Piper. She said that, and then we continue talking. She goes, oh, and I know that. She said, how are they? I'm like, the rats are fine. I let them crawl on me, whatever. They're,
oh, God.
They're great.
Oh, God. That's horrifying. That is ooh.
Yeah. And she said, I heard that rats get a bum rap. I'm like, oh. That's totally Avery. She goes, I heard about the Black Plague was because of the fleas, not the rats. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Avery's really pitching this to everybody.
History of it all.
So anyway, the rats can't be together yet because they have to get used to each other and used to Avery and the one, either Mocha or the other one, Pepper. One of them's biting. So now I have two cages, which I don't have exactly one. I have two giant cages. Hopefully they'll get used to each other.
What do you mean, hopefully? You're the person who gets to decide.
Yeah.
What do you mean, hopefully?
No, I can't say to my kid, you got to throw them together and watch one savagely eat and rape the other one right in front of her. I added rape. I don't know why.
Rape? Like, where did that come from? Yeah. Is there such a thing as rat rape?
Well, they're all women, too. They're all women, but...
That doesn't mean it can't happen.
I know it doesn't mean it can't happen.
But my God, sir.
All right, so... so I have to keep them separate until they're ready.
Right, sure. You have to.
Have to.
Uh-huh.
I can't, I don't want to, but anyway, Cookie has a lump.
How much do these cages cost?
Don't ask. I mean.
Give me a range.
Maybe 100-ish, I think.
And that's just until the rats get used to each other and to Avery.
And then I have to. I mean,
can't you go on some kind of rat grandparent or parent page and say, hey, I need an extra cage for a minute while my rats get used to each other?
The one I bought was like $120. And then the second one I bought was $120. And that doesn't include all the food, the toys, the bedding.
Bedding?
Yeah, they got to have
You know what? When
bedding.
I moved from my house in Belmont to my townhome in Gastonia, I didn't have a bed for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Your rats move in with a brand new house and a new bed and new toys?
Well, they crap in their bedding. So if you have a toilet, so you're okay. Yeah, their bedding is their toilet. So you got to exchange that every week. And
my goodness.
It is a bit much. And they kick. I'm devising a way to keep the bedding
I bet this
in.
Part isn't in Avery's PowerPoint presentation.
No. Yeah, right?
No. Oh, no. Yeah. No, I'm sure that's pretty much one-sided. But it got you.
And free range. They got to be out for a couple hours.
But you cannot say no to Avery. It is not in your soul.
Oh, I say no. I say no.
There was that one time. Yeah, it was late 2021.
No, I mean.
3:51 p.m.
It's insane. It's insane. So Cookie had a lump on Sunday, a lump on her side.
I'm sorry. I should not have laughed.
No, I called the vet, Baxter Vet.
We were in here when he called the vet, and I was like, am I really listening to this man, Matt Harris? I didn't even expect him to have kids.
Nope. I said I wouldn't, yeah.
Or a dog.
Nope.
Or let alone rats.
Yeah.
And actually pay his money.
I'm cheap.
Because Matt is one of the cheapest human beings you will ever meet.
I am.
Paying money to take a rat to the vet because the rat has developed a lump. Do you hear me?
I hate it. I could never thought I would say that sentence.
I was in awe.
I
don't even want to know how much it costs to take a rat to the vet. But I'm in my head, I'm keeping a rat tally, and one day I'm going to surprise you with it.
Yeah.
One more weird comment about my hair or outfit, and I'm going to be like, I'm not the person who spent, let me look, $570,000 on rats.
Probably. I said on the way, I was hoping she wouldn't go in case the bill was, so I could just like put her to sleep. But
you wouldn't have done that.
I was driving and I said,
you wouldn't have done it. You couldn't have.
Avery, I said, Avery, what if this costs like $1 million to make Cookie better? I guess we'll come up with $1 million. Okay.
Isn't it the same person who wanted you to work at the cookie store so that you could get a free cookie to bring home to her at the end of the day?
Yes, she did. She wanted me to work at the cookie store so she could get a free cookie.
I get that. We had a conversation in our home last night about Mr. Matt, the 8-year-old Cooper. Was asking, he's like, so, because he heard, you know, my wife and I talking about it, and he goes, now, wait a minute, Mr. Matt has rats? Said, yes, he's got multiple rats. And he goes, well, don't you buy rats at the pet store? I said, yeah, you know, you can buy rats at the pet store. And he goes, and he's taking them to the doctor, to the vet, right? And I was like, yeah. And Cooper, again, my 8-year-old, goes, but if you pay for rats at a pet store and then you take them to the vet, it's going to cost a lot more money at a vet than it would.
He's smart.
And I was like, yes, that's very true. And then I swear you hear him underneath his breath because of all the shows that he's seen on YouTube. He's like, I think you feed rats to snakes, right? And I was like,
yes. You know, immediately what comes to mind for me is pizza rat. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's New York is like, trying to get rid of them.
They have the rat czar. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Matt.
Yeah, they have a whole czar. Yeah. And Matt's like, come on in.
Let me buy you bedding.
And healthcare.
Yeah.
It's like there are people who are listening to this podcast right now who are going, the rat gets to go to the doctor.
Yep.
And I'm still trying to hang on to this job for some damn benefits.
Yeah, no, right. anyway, so I found out Baxter, but you were in here, made the call, and it was a little weird. I was embarrassed, kind of, but they didn't seem flustered.
Yeah, that's what they do.
But JD thought.